29th of August 2009. First link this evening, not this morning. I'm actually trying to catch up with 3 or 4 days worth of Gravity that I've just got a little bit behind with. First link today is kayak.co.uk/iPhone. Kayak is a website that I use for all my searching for flights and travel and hotels. And what I really like about Kayak is it's got like sliders that you can set, so you can set pricing, date ranges, you know, amount of stars for a hotel. And it's got a really nice system that if you're signed in, registered, you can get updates sent to you when pricing fluctuates and gives you an update as to when roughly the best sort of time, if you're agreeable with your dates, to be able to set when you want to go away. Now, they've actually just released it for the iPhone. Now, a lot of reviews are saying that it's not that great, so bear with me if it isn't that good when you go and download it. But looking at the screenshots, it does exactly what I would expect it to do from a little search engine. So I don't know why people are complaining about it, because it pretty much does what the website does. And I like the website. Maybe there's a few little features that are missing. Maybe there isn't the account details on there. Just looking from the buttons, you've got flights, hotels, trends, something like, there's a little phone, but I'm not sure what it is. I think that might be what the biggest problem is that you can't save some of the results. But if you're literally in the middle of nowheresville, or you're in an airport and you're just not going to be able to get your flight, something like this I think is quite useful for going through, looking at destinations to either get a flight or to be able to book a local hotel. Next link today is over on usefultools.com. What's nice about this, these are some of the best tools and apps that are on the web, and they review it from a user interface, usefulness and innovation perspective, and they also put a price on there. They're tagging quite a lot of stuff from accounting, advice, analytics, blogging, so all of those sort of Web 2 style applications that you come across. I really like the layout of Useful Tools, and there's a whole batch of stuff on there. Definitely one that I would follow via RSS if it's not going there every day to read it. They've got quite a following on Twitter as well. They're based in Washington, and it's just a really nice site. Next link today is over on colorstreamapp.com. Have you noticed that most iPhone applications are name and then app.com? This seems to be a thing that's just been settled on. Nobody's actually said anything about it. It just seems to be the default name to give your iPhone application. Colorstream, a beautiful color tool for your iPhone. So if you mess around, if you're a designer and you mess around with palettes, you might find this very useful. I've not played around with it directly yet, so I'm not sure about how it goes about mixing all the colors up. Maybe you, I don't know, go into the, like a little palette wheel and select colors that are very similar or variations on it. I will be giving it a play, and when I've finished playing around with it, I'll let you know what I think to it. But it is $3, so it's not a cheap app by any means. But they've got a really sweet looking site, and whenever I see a really smart site, it always stands out to me. I always have to at least mention it to you. Next link is over on flowplayer.org/tools/scrollable.html. This is Flowplayer is actually an open source movie player, Flash Video, FLV player, compared to some of the other ones out there like Jerome's FLV, and I can't think of another one right now, but there's about 3 or 4 FLV programs out there. Most of them you have to pay for a license or royalty fee to use on your website. You don't have to do that with Flowplayer, and it looks like they've started to do blogging, and they've got forums, and they're building up the community aspect. Flowplayer started off quite slow, and then it just seemed to accelerate. The design changed, the API on the actual player looked much better, and they've anything jQuery that I come across, I have to mention it. So this one is a little scroller which goes left to right, and you can have a little bit of movies in there, and they've styled it on the Apple scroller in terms of having these little dots that are filled in when you go left and right, so you know which, you know, how many more you've got to the right or how many more to the left, which I quite like. Next link today is over on zenhabits.net. This was really applicable last week. I started to look around the house and noticed there was absolute stuff everywhere. Love life, not stuff. We're in love with stuff, with shopping, with acquiring, with owning, with collecting. And I read through this and I thought, you know what? This is exactly me. You know, I buy things for a purpose, then I use it once and never use it again, or I don't get the most out of it. And why do I do that? So I've started to subscribe to Zen Habits now, and I've got it all linked up in Google Reader, so it comes via Byline on the iPhone. Really good site. Stupid amount of people have subscribed to Zen Habits. Something like 130 plus thousand people read Zen Habits daily. Next link today is Cardly, card.ly. I'm not sure where LY is. That's a new one on me. Create your online business card. Now, I've been waiting for something like this to happen for quite some time. And although it's a little bit clunky in areas, they've done a really good job up to now. They've got a Twitter account, Facebook account. What it is, it's like having a tiny portfolio of all your social media sites. So you might have your Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, things like that. And you can put in a block of about you and contact you and all that sort of stuff. I don't know what the Google juice on this is, as in I don't know how searchable it is in terms of somebody puts in your name, will you come to this site first? But if you are brand new to the Web 2 world, then something like Cardly will be very useful for you, because then you can just put this on your business card and say, this is where all my stuff is. Very similar to something that I'm doing with So What Do You Do Then, which is a culmination of all my sites into one. But I like it. It's good. It's got a little demo account, and I think they do pro features as well, but I'm not sure how much they cost. And finally, that was the final one actually today. The last link I've got on here is Twitter's Useful Tools. That's it. So I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.